So we're going to be learning together Shari O'Raz, Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to be focusing on a topic which is relevant for Sephardim and Ashkenazim, and that is electricity produced in Israel. Traditionally, this has been a problem for since the state has been created. The electricity is not made in conformity with halakha, and the electricity is produced in violation of Shabbat. And if it's produced in violation of Shabbat, so can you use it? You know, if let's say if somebody cooks something for you on Shabbat, you're not allowed to eat it. They've cooked it in violation of Shabbat. Even if they cooked it in conformity with halacha, they cooked it for a choleh, you can't eat it because we're concerned maybe they're going to cook more, not just for the choleh, not only for the person who is dangerously ill, but also for someone who's healthy. And we're quite concerned about this, and therefore we say that that you cannot eat it, even if it was made for pikuach nefesh. So if you've been to Israel, most likely you did use the electricity produced on Shabbat. So what was the heter? So there are three stages here that I'd like to identify in this topic. So first stage was started at the beginning when the state was created, or probably even before that. You had Jewish workers at the power plants, and they're producing the electricity in violation of Shabbat. And maybe the first couple of hours after Shabbat, they did not, the electricity was already produced before Shabbat, but certainly already Shabbat morning, the electricity is going to be produced in Isur, because you had to be, I understand, shoveling coal into the furnace in the old days of at power plants, and it needed a lot of maintenance. It was not automatic in the least, and therefore it was produced in Isur, and so you had a big problem. Can you rely on it? Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is the first person to point out that technically speaking, that this is okay, but you're allowed to have hana'ah from the electricity that's produced in Shabbat, since you can't distinguish between where it's needed for hospitals, needed for police, it's needed for even for street lighting is necessary for bitachon, for security. And a lot of people have medicines in their house that they're going to go bad if they're not going to be refrigerated. So since the electricity is produced for pikuach nefesh needs, once it's produced for pikuach nefesh needs, then everybody can benefit from it. Now, one second. Didn't I say that if even bishul was done for a cholesh ish basakana, for a dangerously ill person, you cannot benefit from it? Well, here's the difference, because the Gemara says the difference between shochet lecholeh, if you're shochet an animal, you slaughter an animal for a cholesh ish basakana on Shabbat. Everybody can benefit from it. And the reason is because on Shabbat you can benefit even the not sick, because shechita is the same shechita. See, here too, when it comes to the lights, it's different than bishul. Bishul, you may cook more if the bari was allowed to eat it, if the healthy person was allowed to eat from the food that was cooked for the choleh. But when it comes to lighting, ner lechad ner lemeah, can't produce just lighting for the sick people. The electricity generates it's one for all. Can't distinguish between the electricity for certain places and for other places, only for the hospitals, only for the army, only for the police, only for the Torah, only for lighting the streets. It's impossible to do. You can't pinpoint it like that. And therefore, the situation is similar to Shechita for a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana, and therefore would be Mutar. However, the Chazon Ish points out, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also to a lesser extent, point out that it's a Chilul Hashem. It's terrible. It's Chilul Shabbat. And how can you be sitting enjoying your Shabbat with electricity that is made by Isur? So it's a serious issue. So there are many who are most of the Jewish in the religious community are Mekel, are lenient, but there are those who are Machmir. And still to this very day, I have those who are machmir. And if you go to Bnei Brak, you'll find them that they are used, that they are using, that they have generators going in Bnei Brak. Why private generators? Because they don't want to be using the general electricity as made a violation of Shabbat. They want to have their own private generators. Now, this is the stage one. Stage two already in the late 1970s already, the 80s, 90s, and 2000s as well, until about 2010. I'll call that stage two, where things started, its power plants started getting automated. So the likelihood that, that you're going to have in your house is you're going to have let me frame it this way, actually. At that stage, it was automated, and there was lesser chance that there was Chilul Shabbat in the electricity that came to your house. So it's a safek. It's when you're not sure if it was made in violation of Shabbat, and the prohibition to have benefit from someone who violated Shabbat is drabanan. If you're not sure if you're benefiting from something that was made b'isur in Shabbat, yeah, you could say safek drabanan lakel. That you're not sure about a rabbinic law, you can be lenient. So that's exactly this case. Safek drabanan lekula. So that's a svarad addition to it, the comparison to shechita for a cholesh yesh bo sakana, slaughtering for somebody who is a dangerously ill person. So besides Rosh Hashanah and Arbach's issue, and also it's less of a chilul Hashem because there's a lot less chilul Shabbat as. Already at this stage in the 1970s, 80s, a lot of automation is happening. You don't have somebody that's shoveling the coal into the furnace at the power plants. But still, there's a lot of monitoring and fixing that's done in violation of Shabbat. And also at that stage, they would do the regular maintenance on Shabbat because lower demand, take advantage of the day off from work. It's the Israeli community, the Israeli power plants would be violating Shabbat just in their maintenance activities. So, and then they had to clean burners. They do it every 8 hours, even Shabbat, even though it would have been enough to do it before Shabbat. Right before Shabbat and even the after Shabbat, but that was not on their mind. So that's the situation in stage two. But it's already started in stage 10. A number of rabbanim, including Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin, and together with Chacham David Yosef, made a big effort to try to decrease the amount of Chilul Shabbat that was happening at the Israeli power plant, so much so that Chacham Yitzchak Yosef reports in Shelot Uchivot Rishon Tzion, he writes that the degree of Chilul Shabbat is lessening, and therefore there's hope that it's going to be even less. The future promise is going to be even less. And interesting, I just researching this topic, and I saw that in August of 2020, another breakthrough was made, further reduction of Chilul Shabbat, even further automation. And you know, as the technology progresses, there's more abilities to introduce automation, perhaps robotics. And we're getting to it. It's very toward the foreseeable future. In the foreseeable future, that Israeli power plants will be conforming completely according to Shabbat. I don't know if that we've got. I don't think we've gotten there yet. So those who want to be machmir and still don't want to use the electricity, but for those who use the electricity, there's even more of a basis because most likely that the electricity you're going to be using on Shabbat was not made in violation of Shabbat. But there's still some more machmir. So it's interesting, some new technology that enables people to be machmir. They don't have to use these generators to make a lot of noise, which is questionable in Shabbat also, whether you're allowed to make noise like that. And that's with solar panels. With solar panels, you create your own, generate your own electricity. It's greener better for the environment, and you save money, and you generate your own electricity. If you generate your own electricity, then the electricity is not made Tol Chilul Shabbat. It's not made in with Chilul Shabbat, so you're generating your own electricity. So that's another amount of progress where you don't have to be dependent on the reshet, on the general network of Israeli electricity. So that's also very, very helpful. So this is also part of why the Israeli Chashmal Authority, Chevrat Chashmal, the electricity department doesn't, wants to conform to Shabbat, because they're going to lose all the religious customers to the solar panels and generators. So it's not in their interest to do that. So it's, Baruch Hashem. So we've seen over the decades that the situation has been getting better. There's an improvement. And the technology, thank God, has been a bracha and allows us to be more careful about these things. So, good news. It's encouraging. And Bezrat Hashem, we should get all full good news about this and other ways that Medinat Yisrael should run fully in accordance with Halacha. Wish everybody a great day and a great week.